Support for this KQED podcast comes from Bay Meadows, an urban village in San Mateo. Fitness and movies in the park, Caltrain, artisan eateries, fun for the kids, all just a hop from your front door. Homes now selling and leasing, baymeadows.com.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Queen of Kim, I'm Penny Nelson. California voters have a long history of being skeptical about raising taxes, but a new statewide poll suggests there are some taxes that could win on the ballot next year. KQED's California Politics and Government editor John Myers has more.
For ballot measure campaigns, the bottom line is knowing who's likely to show up to vote. And 2016, a presidential year, is widely expected to produce a California electorate that's more liberal, younger, more diverse. In other words, voters that might be willing to support new taxes. A new poll from the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California finds strong support for one plan, raising the state's tobacco tax. Two-thirds of likely voters say they'd raise the tax, last increased in 1999. There are multiple proposed initiatives now gathering signatures to hike the tobacco tax by $2 per pack of cigarettes. Meantime, other groups are angling to extend taxes that Governor Brown promised in 2012 would be temporary.
Proposition 30 stops the cuts to our schools. 30 asks the highest income earners to pay a little bit more to keep our economy strong.
So, would voters consider extending Prop 30's higher income taxes on the wealthy? The new poll shows only 49% of likely voters would. Far fewer would make them permanent. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Are creepy crawlers like ants or large roaches making their way into your home? Bug experts say get used to it. It seems the ongoing drought is leaving the bug population thirsty and hungry, and they're leaving their homes and crawling into yours. KQED's Tina Rubio visited some L.A. residents who are dealing with the infestation.
Cockroaches are the house guests Tim Price and his wife Diane never wanted.
See that black mark there? That's what's made by them. This is their little droppings by them.
Price is pointing to a small opening underneath his bathroom sink. The droppings look like marks from a ballpoint pen.
We didn't know if it was a cricket or some other type of varmint. It was brown in color, and it kind of looked like it had wings. And then we discovered that it was a roach.
He calls it the king of all roaches. It's actually known as the American cockroach. The adults can be more than 3 inches long, and they can fly, too, just not very well.
I have caught a total of 7 of them altogether.
Price and his wife have lived in their home in Pasadena for 43 years, and he says this is the first time he's seen these kinds of big bugs.
I started noticing them when it was a lot hotter and less water was coming down from the sky.
And he's not the only one. Exterminators up and down the state say it's the largest influx of these roaches they've seen in decades, and it's keeping them busy. Carlos Rivera is the owner of a Pasadena pest control company, I Kill Pests.
It has to do with the dryness. They're looking for water sources. So they're coming up in the dark and trying to find, you know, moist areas to repopulate.
That's right. Thanks to the drought, Rivera says when food sources and habitats dry up, the roaches have no choice but to move out of their own homes and oftentimes into yours.
They could be feeding from crumbs that you drop while you're cooking dinner or from a trash can, as simple as water leaking from a drain pipe. But they find a source and they make a home in your home.
Your home could look pretty good to a desperate roach in a time of drought. And these are not the smaller types of roaches you typically find in houses, restaurants, or hotels. The American roaches are found mostly in water pipes and sewers.
Some of the sewers in L.A., they've opened them up and found the American roaches. It almost looked like the walls were moving.
Dr. Richard Kay is an entomologist. He's been teaching future bug experts at Cal Poly Pomona for the past 30-plus years. Dr. Kay says these roaches aren't home dwellers. They don't want to be inside your home. So his advice? Don't freak out.
They're not going to come in big numbers. You might get a stray in there, but it's no big deal. You know, most people don't appreciate roaches.
No doubt. Most people don't, even though roaches have been here way longer than we have. They were around when the dinosaurs walked the planet, and chances are they'll still be around for millennia. But Dr. K says the drought isn't making survival easy on them, or on any insect for that matter.
Half of insects eat other insects. Half of them are predators. So with dry conditions, the plant feeders aren't going to have plants. The predators aren't going to have anything to eat. So it affects everything. It affects the whole ecosystem, including the poor, poor roaches.
Most people don't sympathize with the poor, poor roaches. And besides, iKill pest controller Carlos Rivera says American roaches can carry germs.
In the sewer systems, they're picking up multiple diseases, bacteria on their body, and when they're coming around your structure, it's spreading them.
So what should you do if you see a lot of them? Maybe you do want to call pest control. But if you see just one, put it outside. Or maybe just do what Tim Price does.
I capture them by the quickest of methods called a tissue paper, and then I send them to a watery grave. There, done.
So unfortunately, as the drought continues, so might the increase of those unwelcome house guests. El Nino, we and the roaches are ready when you are. For the California Report, I'm Tina Rubio in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, October 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.